Good evening, everyone. It's 6 p.m. on Saturday, the 7th of March, and I'm talking to you from my sick bed again. I think I'm over the worst of it now. It's been a case of survival today rather than doing any projects or anything. I've only been in my bed for the last hour and a half, actually. I didn't sleep again. I woke up late morning and I've had an upset stomach. It's not the usual thing I get, which is because a lot of the time because I take laxatives, I have to keep my dialysis working properly. Everyone that's on this type of dialysis does. I don't know whether it's some kind of food poisoning. I can't imagine it being a bug because I haven't really been anywhere to pick a bug up. Obi bought me a salad from Sainsbury's yesterday. It was only a small, you know, one of these lunchtime things, a small prawn pasta salad. So I'm wondering if it was that. I wouldn't have thought. I mean, it wasn't out of date or anything. I think it had the 9th or the 10th of March on it. And it tasted fine, but I haven't eaten anything else different. And, you know, I'm not going to go into details, but I've had really bad stomach ache. You know, that griping ache that you get, which with laxatives, you don't get that. You might get a mild bit of stomach ache occasionally, but you don't. It's not like that. And I've actually ended up feeling really nauseous. It started off about 12 o'clock. I actually thought it had gone, and then it all came back, and I felt really under the weather. So I was downstairs sitting in the sunshine, and I curled up on my cuddler, and I kind of dozed off, and I was conscious of the stomach ache coming and going. It was like labour pains. I mean, not as bad as labour pains, don't get me wrong, but that kind of thing, you know, they come and go, they build to a peak and then they go. And then someone, a Nigerian friend of mine, tried to talk to me on Messenger, and it woke me up because it went ding, and then it said, and I thought it said, "Why are you crying?" And I thought, well, I'm not crying, and if I was, how does he know that? And then I looked and he said, "Why are you quiet?" I didn't answer because I didn't feel like it. And then my landline rung and it wasn't anywhere near me. So I thought, oh, I'm not going to go and pick that up. And then I sat up and then my mobile rung. It was my mum. And while I was talking to her, I came up here to lay down because I felt so bad. Because even after it all finished, I had still had really bad stomach ache. And it wasn't like the coming and going then. It was constant. But touch wood, that seems to have gone now. I've just left feeling empty. I've had nothing to eat today. I don't even feel hungry at all. Anyway, you've heard enough of me griping on. And it's such a nice day as well. It's been a beautiful day. It was 14 degrees with a bit of a breeze, but it was still warm in the sunshine. So I'm marching on this. This week hasn't been great for me, to be quite honest. I've been on my exercise bike most days, and I went out for a walk. I've been out for a couple of walks, but a lot of it has been spent not feeling that great with different things. It's not even been the same thing. So I decided today, I've just listened to a post by Kate at Spinner Girl talking about people's perception of gay relationships. I'm just going to broaden it slightly because it did strike a chord with me. I'm not gay, but in a different way. And just for the, you know, I am open-minded about everything like that. I've never had an issue with anyone being gay, never, you know. I don't understand why people do have an issue. I realise that some people who are very strictly religious and read the Bible, and I think things like the Quran and stuff like that, there are things in the Old Testament. I don't know about the New Testament. I don't know, and I don't know about the Quran because I've never read it, but I do want to read it one day out of interest, because I'm interested to see. This is a totally different subject, but I'm interested to see how it's been interpreted to fit the modern day extremists' point of view of what it says. I know it talks about religious wars, I know that, but anyway, that's another topic for another day, maybe. Although I prefer to keep off such things, really. But I try, and I do respect people's religion and their sexuality. I mean, you know, we're the way we are. You don't think, you know, it made me think when Kate Art said that people ask them how they have sex. I mean, that's just so out of order. I mean, really. And make comments about things like that. Anyway, Obi's at work. I was trying to get one of my kids to do my hot water bottle for me. They're not babies, by the way. Anyone who's never listened to me before, they're 17 and 22. And make me some chamomile tea. But Connor's only just come back. He's been out. And I don't think it's going to be forthcoming from any quarter. So I'm going to probably have to get up now and just... I've got to feed the animals anyway. I haven't dialysed today because it's not the sort of thing you can do when you've got griping stomachache, because it will just... I would be in agony. And I want to watch Crufts again because it's the utility day today and that's where the poodles are. Unfortunately, I've got no one to watch it with me because Obi's at work. He would be making fun of the poodles, I'm sure. Anyway, I have a bit of an issue. Not an issue, but I face a similar kind of thing when I go out with him because I'm white and he's black. Now, we live in northwest Kent, southeast London, and mixed relationships of that nature are nothing at all uncommon. In fact, about 3 or 4 years ago, I had dealings with in a professional capacity. I had dealings with an ex-social worker, she was retired, and she did voluntary work for an organisation that were helping me with some stuff at the time. She took me somewhere, and we parked up in a local shopping centre. Not the high street, but like a subsidiary kind of high street in the area. She parked up to get some stuff from the co-op. And she left me in the car with my dog, and I think my son was with me as well, Ronan. And she came back, she went, "Oh, this really is the land of brown babies." And I was like, "What?" And I was absolutely disgusted. I just sat there because... you know what she meant, like mixed relationships because the babies come out brown. This really is the land of brown babies. And I was like absolutely horrified because my nephews and niece are mixed race. And I really felt like I wanted to give her the biggest mouth. I wanted to land her one, to be honest. But I thought, what a thing for an ex-social worker. Mind you, she was a really tactless woman. I had to get a crisis loan. It was only £100 because my benefits got messed up. And I had to get... This was back in 2011. Right. Hello? Are you going to make my tea?
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm doing a public boo. Okay. Do you want to take my hot water bottle down?
Well, I couldn't do that because...
I think I better do it in case you two have an accident with it.
I am boiling the kettle, so I'll just do it.
Yeah, but you have to pour it. You have to stop it before it boils. You mustn't put boiling water in that rubber.
Okay, so where do I stop it?
Well, when it gets to about 3/4 boiled, when it's hot but not, it hasn't boiled before. Not more than warm. Before it starts to, you know, when it gets to a peak and before.
Oh, I'm not fucking doing it.
That's on my public boo.
Can't
I think I'll probably end up doing it. I'll probably just get up anyway. My stomach's not aching so bad. A hot water bottle really does help. Yeah, she was. She had to come to the... She came to the job centre with me. It might have even been the same day. And they've got this thing at the job centres now where they won't let anyone else in. You know, even if you're blind, if you've got an escort, there's a big hoo-ha about them coming in with you. Because my oldest son, Connor, came with me once when I had to go there and they tried to throw him out and I refused. I said, I had to fill in a load of forms and I said, "Well, okay, but are you going to fill the form? Are you going to sit here and fill the forms in for me then?" Because he was actually quite obnoxious and in the end they let him stay. But this time I went with her. So we had an appointment and I went to the back of the job centre to pick up my money. You sit at a cubicle, you know, it's a bit like, it's I don't know, I suppose that there's a screen and all this, I suppose, because people get irate sometimes, not me. But she was allowed in with me. And but you aren't allowed to use mobile phones in there. Don't ask me why. It was at the end of the day, like they were nearly closing. We were the only ones in there. So they said, she started using her mobile phone. "Excuse me, Mrs. or whatever they called her, excuse me, can you... And I was talking, trying to sort out... Hold on. Yeah? Can I have peppermint and... Can I have peppermint and a glass of water, please? Thank you. It was like, excuse me, did you not see the signs? No use of mobile phones in here. Oh, who says? And she was so rude. And she carried on and they tried to throw her out. And in the end, they came to me and I was trying to sort out my issue at the desk, you know, with my ID and everything. They came over, this person came and said, excuse me, can you tell her not to use her mobile phone? And I said, well, I think they thought, and other really awful things, I think they thought she was my mother or something. Or she was something to do with me. I said, well, I can't tell her what to do. And they said, well, she is with you. I said, yes, I know, but she's only helping me. She's not a member of my family or anything. Anyway, that was Iris. But going back to, you know, it's not an uncommon thing for someone, you know, black and white people to be in a relationship in this part of the country. But when we go out, I think everyone thinks he's my carer. I think they think, for some reason, they think that because I'm blind, either a black person wouldn't go out with a white blind person, or a blind white person wouldn't go out with a black man. I'd say 90% of people, I don't think it enters their head that we're a couple. And we're not just a couple, we're actually married. And the first time I went to the doctors with him was when he'd only been here like about a week. And we went into the surgery and sat down, and he sat down, and she said, is it all right if... Oh, thank you.
Sorry to interrupt.
It's okay. Thank you very much.
It's your last peppermint tea, babe.
Oh, seriously? Have you made it already?
No, it's downstairs.
Have you put it in the cup?
Yeah, why?
I was going to say you could save it and give me chamomile instead.
I'm joking, is that too late?
No. Oh, that water's nice. I'm not going to drink too much in case it makes me feel bad. Luckily, I haven't thrown up. Oh, pardon me. Right. Oh, dear. Oh, excuse me, everyone. You have to excuse me because I'm not well. I actually haven't thrown up since 2001. No, 1991. Not that you want to know that, but what I'm saying is it's not very likely. Yeah, so... Sorry about this. People are going to be disgusted with this boo. Anyway, we went in the doctor's surgery and we went into her office and we sat down and she said, is it okay if he stays? And I'm not being funny, but she's foreign herself. I'd never have known it. She's a very, very well-spoken Asian, Indian or Pakistani lady. Oh, she's actually really nice and I've known her a long time. I would have never have known. She's got such a very, you know, like this well-spoken accent. So I don't think she was being kind of racist or anything. She said, is it okay if he stays? And I was like, yeah. I said, and then she went, oh, like that. And I went, it's my husband. And she went, oh, sorry, I'm really sorry. I thought it was, you know, like your carer. I said, I don't have a carer. That's the most annoying thing of all. I don't have a carer. And I don't need one. And the thing is, when I was learning to do my dialysis, and it was hard, you know, it's hard for a blind person to do this kind of dialysis. It had not really been done before. We're not with someone with no sight like me. I wasn't even entitled to one, you know, to help me with that. That's the irony of it all. Anyway, so that's what I get. You know, we get people looking at us. I think they're kind of thinking, are you for real? And I think some people who are probably stereotype people think, oh, she must have money, he's after her money, I wouldn't trust him. I don't know, I just get that impression. We were walking a few weeks ago, we were walking in the precinct in Orpington, and this woman was really staring at us, and he said to her, oh, hello, and she didn't answer. And then, you know, went that day we were coming home on the bus, and he said when we got off the bus there was a black woman. She kept looking over us the whole time, and then looking away, and then looking back, looking over, looking back. You know, what's people's problems? Do you know what I mean? And I can't see it, thankfully, but I'm glad, because I think it would really piss me off. If people have got a question, they can feel free to ask. But the thing is, people don't even ask us. Because, I mean, what can they say? They can't really say, like, what are you two doing out together? Is everything, you know... I don't know, I just find it... I knew this would happen. It's just the way people's perception is that... I don't know. I almost imagine people thinking, I wonder if she knows he's black. Because some people so think that we're so stupid. And I despair with people at times because, I mean, when you're blind, if you go around with a guide dog or you're kind of holding onto someone's arms, people do tend to stare anyway. I mean, I can remember times when I was out with my sister when we were, like, younger, like teenagers and stuff, and if I was taking her arm before I had a dog and that... I can remember an incident in a clothes shop. I think we were about 19 and 17. I don't know if I had... I don't think I had a dog, but it might have been the time when I was, you know, between dogs, because my first dog I only had for a year. And we were in this clothes shop. I might have been a bit older than that, I can't remember. I might have had the dog with me, I don't know now. I've got a feeling I didn't, because that's why she was staring at us, because I was holding her arm, and we were in this clothes shop, and this woman, this girl, I don't know how old she was. She was like our age or older. She wasn't a child. When I say girl, kept really staring. And in the end, my sister got, you know, she's quite outspoken, and she went, what the hell are you staring? Hello? Thank you very much. Well, thank you. Can you put it there? Thank you. Thank you very much, Cece. That's one of his nicknames. Yeah, she said, what are you staring at with your big effing big ugly nose? And I was so embarrassed. And at that moment, my sister stepped back and she had high heels on and she trod her heel right into the top of my foot. I could have killed her. I was so embarrassed and it just made things worse. But, you know, people do look at you. I mean, my mum, if I go out with my mum, I haven't been out with her for ages, actually, but... You know, she'd say people would keep looking at you all the time. You know, I think that's mostly because of the dog. People look at you all the time. So when I go out with him, people look at us all the time. And I think they think it's something strange. And maybe it is, I don't know. But it shouldn't be. I mean, if they saw a white woman and a sighted white woman with a black man walking down the road, they wouldn't, you know, probably wouldn't look at them like that. They wouldn't keep looking, they might just look once. But, you know, like the woman on the bus, she kept looking the whole time we were on there. And when we got off, he waved at her. You know, because he likes to people to know that he's noticed what they're doing, you know. And I don't know until I'm told afterwards. Well, except at the things like with the doctors when she said, is it all right if he stays? So if it's someone that we're actually talking to, like an official capacity, like at the doctor's or whatever, I actually say right at the beginning, this is my husband, or is it all right if my husband stays, or whatever, you know what I mean? Because I don't want any of these... I want people to be concentrating on what they're supposed to be doing and not thinking, oh, I wonder why he's with her, what, you know... I don't want all that stuff, and I'd rather just put them out of their misery to start with. And I mean, I don't really care. It's just that I suppose I feel worse because I can't see it myself, so there's nothing I can do about it. I can't even say, excuse me, do you know, didn't anyone ever tell you it's rude to stare? That's what I would like to say to people, but I don't know they're doing it till afterwards. And so I can't, and it's a bit frustrating. When I went to Nigeria, I was the only white person. We never came across another white person. So people did look at me a lot because I was a rare sight. But I can kind of understand that, and it didn't really bother me. You know, people fell over themselves to speak to me, and I was like the queen. You know, we were going down the road in this vehicle, like a covered in kind of thing they called a tricycle. And we got stopped by the police, so they could just introduce themselves. And, you know, people, when you're waiting at Busy Junction, when they see me in there, people give way and they let you out. And, you know, the other downside of it is that people try and charge us more for things because they see me and they automatically think Europeans' money, white person money, Americans' money, because they don't know where I'm from. That's the downside of it. But, you know, people did stare at me, but I didn't really mind because kids stared at me a lot. You know, they'd like, I remember sitting outside this cafe one day and these little kids were coming up. And they were like really trying to get as close as possible to have a good look. And the proprietor came out and said, "Go away, go on, off you go." Sent them away and they came back, but he clipped them around the ear the next time. But it didn't bother me, you know. I wasn't bothered about it because I expected it. You know, you can't, you know, it's not the norm. But here, I don't expect it. And I just find it a bit irksome, really. And the thing is, I don't even get to hear people's opinions about it, you know, what they think about it, whether they think it's wrong. Not that it's any of their damn business, because it's not, but whether they think it's... Why are they staring at me? Is it because they don't agree with mixed relationships? Is it because they're racist? Is it because they think he's taking me for a ride? Is it because they think they feel sorry for me? Or is it because they feel sorry for him having to help me with things? I don't know. And of course, everybody's different. So there's probably a whole, you know, assortment of different reasons why people do it. And I think it's just something I'll have to put up with, or we'll have to put up with. I mean, I don't think he's particularly bothered. Well, he doesn't get bothered over stuff like that at all. If I said anything to him, he'd just say, "Oh, let them stare. Good, I'll, you know, well, let's give him something to stare about." That's what his attitude is likely to be. Anyway, so I kind of know. I know it's not the same thing as Kate's experiences with people not knowing how to approach them or what to say. And that, but in a way, it's similar because it's people not knowing how to take it and not wanting to say anything. Anyway, those are my thoughts for today. I think I feel okay now. I think I'm on the mend, so I'm going to get up. I'll drink my tea, get up. Feed the animals. And I want to watch the rest of Crufts tonight. I'm not doing dinner. I've wired ahead to everybody, said, "You'll have to sort yourselves out." Connor got pizzas for him and Ronan, and I said to Obi, "Can you get a takeout or takeaway on the way home? We can get a kebab or something." So I'm not up to doing, I don't want to deal with food. Plus the thing is, if I have got a bug, it's not very nice for me to be handling food that they're going to eat anyway, so... it's as much for their sake as anybody else. I don't feel like dealing with food. I really don't. That cold water's really good. Now, anyway, let's hope that on Sunday I will have something more inspiring to talk about and actually do. I was going to do some little jobs in the garden, like sort my plant pots out and, you know, things like that, and be talking to you from out there, but guess what? It never got done because I just felt so rough. But I do feel a lot better now. I think I'm fine. I just hope no one else goes down with it because it's very unpleasant. Anyway, I hope you're all having a good weekend, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye for now.